Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Gargi Rawat. Now, for the first time, the AAP government has faced a judicial rap over how they are running the Delhi administration with the chief minister in jail. The court questioning the jail se sarkar model, while the case was to do with the non-supply of books, textbooks that is, to children studying in MCD schools, the court had some very stinging words for the jail leader, saying that the continuation of Arvind Kejriwal as the chief minister, even after his arrest, puts political interest over national interest. Remember, this is an issue that the BJP has been attacking AAP over. Now, the Aam Aadmi Party, however, has said that it is because of the LG's office, the delays in a standing committee, that these decisions couldn't be taken. The LG office officials there hit back, saying that it is the Aam Aadmi Party minister who's been sitting on files. This is the big story we're going to be discussing today. First, a look at this report. First judicial questioning of AAP's jail se sarkar model. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in line of fire of the Delhi High Court that made strong remarks saying that the Chief Minister is putting his political interests above the national interest by not resigning from the post of Chief Minister. The High Court, coming down heavily on the state government, said that it is only interested in appropriation of power. The court was hearing the PIL over non-supply of books to students in MCD schools. The Delhi High Court also told the counsel for Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj that he was just shedding crocodile tears. AAP on its part blamed it on the Lieutenant Governor. The party said that since the LG has appointed aldermen illegally, standing committee has not been formed and works of the MCD beyond 5 crore rupees remain stalled.
देखिए पहली बात तो ये है कि जहां तक MCD की बात है, अभी पूरे देश ने देखा है कि किस तरह से पिछली बार कितने जद्दोजहद के बाद मेयर का चुनाव हुआ था, उसके बाद जो है इन्होंने एलजी साहब ने जिस तरह से गलत तरीके से एल्डरमैन नियुक्त किए, उसकी वजह से आज तक स्टैंडिंग कमेटी नहीं बनी, काम प्रभावित हुए।
The LG secretariat responded to the Delhi government claim, saying that the AAP minister Saurabh Bhardwaj has been sitting on the MCD files for several months. The LG's office further stated that the people of Delhi were facing hardships due to the inaction of the Delhi government. The BJP has demanded the resignation of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, saying there is a constitutional crisis in the capital.
देखिए कोर्ट का ये बहुत बड़ा बयान है और बिल्कुल सटीक बयान है. माननीय कोर्ट ने जो पाया है, जो उनका अनुभव है, वो सही है. अरविंद केजरीवाल का कभी भी एजेंडा दिल्ली के लोगों का भला करना था ही नहीं.
हम बार बार कह रहे हैं कि अरविंद केजरीवाल, दिल्ली में प्रशासनिक संकट पैदा हो रहा है, आपको इस्तीफा देना चाहिए.
With the Aam Aadmi Party now pushing the blame on the Lieutenant Governor and the BJP in turn demanding the resignation of the Chief Minister, it is ultimately those 2 lakh students studying in the MCD schools that remain at the suffering end. Now in Delhi with camera person Rohit, this is Ishika Verma for NDTV.
All right, so today on Left, Right and Center, we're discussing people over power over people. The court wraps Kejriwal's jail se sarkar model. Joining us on this, R.P. Singh, spokesperson of the BJP, and Huda Zariwala, political analyst and someone who supports the Aam Aadmi Party. Huda Zariwala, first to you, a very, stern statement there being made by the court, and it's the first judicial wrap for this, model that the Aam Aadmi Party has been insisting on running, this jail se sarkar. And when it comes to the issue of textbooks for students studying in MCD schools, Aam Aadmi Party is going to soon lose whatever sympathy it had with their leader being in jail.
Well, constitutionally, there's absolutely no case that can be made out for the Chief Minister to resign based on these allegations. I mean, they could be time-bound, fast-track trials like the Women Court, the Juvenile Court, because the problem of our democracy at this certain point is the ED. The entire premise of the common law where the innocent until proven guilty is honestly made a mockery out of, because the work of the civic body was stopped due to the non-formation of the standing committee. We are aware of that. And the matter concerning the non-formation of the MCD's highest decision body is now pending at the Supreme Court. So basically the LG appointed the aldermen, which is the nominated councillors, without taking the elected MCD members into cognizance, which is again, a constitutional process. And as a result of the, you know, standing committee, which could not be formed, you know, all of this issue is happening. And the LG is truly responsible right now for the non-formation of the committee, through which the work of the SED, was stopped. I mean, if accusing the Arvind Kejriwalji model, the MCD model, you know, the Arvind Kejriwalji government is the only yardstick right now to decide if the government should or should not be run from jail, or if in fact Arvind Kejriwalji is responsible, we'll have a situation of a kangaroo court. You know, Socrates will not be allowed to tell the truth. The matter like these will be pending. You know, unfortunately, the janta, the students are the one who will be suffering. So, it
well, the students
the
are suffering and, you know, very, very tough words coming from the Supreme Court, this judge, from the High Court, I beg your pardon, saying that Kejriwal is putting his personal interest above national interest, above the interest of the public. RP Singh, your, you know, response to what was just said, and also the point that earlier today in the Supreme Court, Arvind Kejriwal also responded to the ED affidavit saying that this is an out-and-out attack on the opposition. That the you know his arrest is a classic case of how the ruling party-led central government has misused the ED and the PMLA to crush its political opponents.
Well, that's a very old story now, and they have tried their best in the court. Court has rejected their plea. They went to the court, and the problem is they belong to such a DNA where they don't believe in courts also. And then court has come so harsh on them. Let me just read out one part of it. Probably that will make your viewers clear. I'm sorry to say this, what the court is saying. I'm sorry to say, you have placed your interests above the interests of the students. This is for Kejriwal. The children are studying. There is very clear, and we are going to give that finding that you place your political interest in higher and pedestal. It is very unfortunate that you have done this. It is wrong that it was got highlighted in this matter. Now, this is not the end. I mean, further what the court says, I don't know how much power you want to want. The power is because you are trying to appropriate power, which is why you are getting power. You want to me to go further on the judgment? Court is clear that Mr. Kejriwal should resign. I'll give you one practical example. There's a gentleman named Rajkumar Anand, who was the minister in the cabinet, who quitted, and he was holding 7 portfolios, 7. After he quitted, not only from the cabinet, he quitted as a MLA, he quitted as Aam Aadmi Party worker also. His resignation is pending because Chief Minister is in jail. Now all those 7 departments are suffering because Chief Minister is in jail and he can't sign their papers. He can't forward those papers.
All right, let me quickly get a response from Huda Zariwala to this. We also are joined by Nirja Chaudhary. Huda Zariwala, your response to this, the fact that a lot of work is pending. The Aam Aadmi Party was very determined not to have Chief Minister Kejriwal resign, that they will continue running things from the jail, but things are not running. Things are actually getting held up.
Look, you know, there were the in the
Nirja, just a moment, Nirja. I'm just asking Huda Zariwala for a quick reply to that, and then I'll come to you.
Yeah, sure.
Since we know that the standing committee has not been formed, which has caused hindrance in the work of the MCD,
you're asking about
responsible for non-formation of the government, which is why the work of the MCD is stopped. Please question the LG of Delhi, because of whom these little innocent children are suffering. The elder man has been appointed at the party, the elected MCD members into consideration.
But this point that RP Singh made about the former AAP minister who's resigned, and how even his resignation is held up, and what about the portfolios that were under him? What is happening with those portfolios?
It is at the discretion of the Aam Aadmi Party to obviously assign those portfolios to, the ministers in charge or the MLAs who will be taking the role of ministers. And the work of the Delhi government is, in fact, functioning.
It's almost a month, ma'am. It's almost a month that man is resigning.
The Delhi government function is running smoothly. Arvind Kejriwal is not going to resign when the ED acts at the behest of the BJP.
All right. Let me get in Neeraj Chaudhary here. Neeraj Chaudhary, today you had, you know, a judicial comment on this jail se sarkar that has been run by the Aam Aadmi Party so far. Very determined that Arvind Kejriwal will not step down. The High Court, you know, questioning over this issue of children in municipal schools not receiving textbooks and saying that Arvind Kejriwal and AAP has chosen power over the people. Your comments on this? There was a lot of sympathy for Arvind Kejriwal after he was jailed, but do you think that's now wearing thin if we have situations like this emerging and such stern words from a court?
Well, certainly it's an evolving situation politically. But what I wanted to say was that in the days gone by, in the years gone by, you know, you had ministers resign, a railway minister resign when there was a railway accident. Such was the high level of accountability.
Well, those were political. You know,
those
long
days are gone.
Days.
those days are long gone.
Absolutely, no comparison.
Absolutely. But still, I mean, we can remember that. But, you know, you can resign for reasons of morality, political accountability, practical reasons of running the government from jail. All three are valid reasons. But, you know, the situation is a little more complex than that.
Definitely.
Because there is no charge sheet against Mr. Kejriwal, let alone a conviction, and he was a sitting chief minister who was put in jail. And he says that that he's being targeted, as are other opposition leaders, for reasons that are political. Now, as far as the legal questions are concerned, is there anything in law that bars a chief minister from running the government from jail? It's a gray area. Today, the High Court has made a very significant comment when it talked about Kejriwal being governed by personal reasons and not national considerations. Will the court take a clearer line? Is the court moving in that direction to tell him to step down? Now, we're waiting to see. As far as sympathy for him in Delhi and even areas around has been growing. That you can see. Whether it'll continue as the situation evolves, we don't know.
Right. And you said that this is a very complex situation, the arrest of the Delhi chief minister just before the Lok Sabha elections. This is something they had feared and anticipated and have been consistently pointing out about the timing, how it puts him in jail at a time when he should have been campaigning for his party in a case that's been under investigation over the last 2 years. And that is, there's an ongoing case in the Supreme Court as well. And today, Arvind Kejriwal, you know, responded to the ED's affidavit where he said that his arrest is a classic case of how the ruling party-led central government has misused ED and PMLA to crush its biggest political opponent. And this is a refrain we're hearing from various opposition parties. So these are not normal circumstances. As you said, Neeraj, a very complex situation. And Arvind Kejriwal, you know, is in a position they want to fight this, is, you know, what they keep saying. Your comments on that. And then, yes, R.P. Singh, I'll come to you.
Well, this is not...
You know, I suppose it's a very interesting situation. The AAP is fighting it politically. They're fighting tooth and nail that should not be the case. And there are elections in Delhi next year. Of course, there are the Lok Sabha elections that are ongoing, where the Aam Aadmi Party has an understanding with the Congress. And this time around, they hope they will win a few seats and it will not be 7 out of 7 for the BJP. Suppose he's asked by the court to step down. What happens? Who takes over? Will his wife take over? Will it be a colleague who takes over? Of course, it's for the future. You know, we haven't got to that stage. But these questions are already being asked.
That's right. And also, I want to ask R.P. Singh, this is a situation we're seeing in, you know, state after opposition rule state, where you have this, you know, the governor and the state government at loggerheads. In Delhi, we've had the LG and the state government at loggerheads, and suffering are the people of Delhi. And this is something that, you know, the courts have also said, all decisions can't come to us. We can't be the ones, you know, trying to figure out how the states are going to be run.
Well, Gargi, I thought you were moderating the debate and not putting your personal narrative into the debate.
It's no personal narrative. I'm telling you what, it's literally gone to the Supreme Court.
You had your word.
An issue between governors and state governments has gone to the Supreme Court, and that is what they've observed. That's what I'm asking you. And the same thing we've seen in Delhi as well, and not just with Arvind Kejriwal's arrest, but, you know, various decisions getting stuck because of differences, and the LG's office saying one thing and the state government wanting another thing.
Well, can I never interrupted you when you were...
Yes, now go ahead. I was just clarifying what you were saying. Yes, go ahead.
No, it was not related to this at all. This was related to the arrest of the man. As if we arrested him now. It was ED who has sent in 9 summons for 6 months, October onward. He intendingly timed it so that he should be arrested around the election, so that he probably, as Nirja is thinking, that probably he will get sympathy, which he's not getting at all on ground. I'll appreciate Nirja to come with me in city and see on ground. He's not, and then probably Nirja is thinking that he'll get some seat. He's not getting any seat. I bet on this. I'll sit on 4th of June, and Nirja, I'll take you out for a cup of coffee if you win, if I win election. Or you win election,
I'll take you up on that.
No, but you're not winning. I'm not telling you. But let's be very clear on this. He intendingly, that's why my point, Gargi, when I said you are building up a narrative. He intendingly, in time,
I'm building up the narrative. All right, well, go ahead.
Yes, can I complete? Please, I never interrupted you.
Go ahead.
You said that he has been arrested around the elections. No, he intendingly got himself arrested around the election to gain some sympathy. But let me read out what court said further on today. Choice is yours. Choice is yours. That Chief Minister will continue despite being in jail. We will have to say this. This is your administration's will. You are asking us to go down that track, and we will come with full vigor. This is Justice Manmohan in the court.
It's very strong words.
Now on Monday we'll hear
what the court has to say, the directions that they give. But yes, Huda Zariwala, your response to what Mr. R.P. Singh said.
See, the principle of presumption of innocence until proven guilty clearly mandates that a mere arrest cannot be the basis of the removal of a constitutional functionary. And that's why the disqualification of the Chief Minister of Delhi does not take place upon conviction, right? And also, the Representation of the People's Act 1951 clearly states that the disqualification of a chief minister or a legislative can happen if the person is convicted of an offence and sentenced to 2 years. 2 years of the offence, and this does not clearly apply to a person who has only merely been accused and not been adjourned as guilty by any court of law. The case is still pending. The bail application with the Supreme Court is still pending. So this clearly states that
the point that, you know, the government is not running properly, that projects are getting held up, that students are not getting textbooks. This cannot be happening in the national capital. Okay. And you insist on running the government with the chief minister in jail. And then, you know, you brought it on yourself because you've gone and told the court that the same thing. You've said that we couldn't take these decisions because the chief minister is in jail.
But in this case, the LG went ahead and appointed the alderman, which again goes against the functioning of the MCD. So right now, it is in fact the LG who is to be blamed for the current situation of the students not getting textbooks. It is the LG who is to be blamed. So why does the BJP not question their own LG? Why are they putting the blame and passing the buck to the chief minister's office?
All right, I'm running out of time. Quick response, R.P. Singh, and then closing statement from Nirja Chaudhary.
Well, file in that regard is also with Mr. Saurabh Bhardwaj. He has to clear that file for appointing the fresh people. But he's not doing so because their intention is to create chaos. As I said, in Rajkumar Anand's case, 7 portfolios were being held by that man. That man has resigned from the party, from the MLAship, from the minister. His resignation has to be formulated. New minister or new in charge for those portfolios you appointed. Who will do? So there is a chaos in city. And chaos is only because
the standing
Mr. Kejriwal
committee
thinks
should
he
be formed, sir. The standing committee, the one that is responsible.
Did you hear that? Are you hard of hearing?
All right, we'll leave it there. The court is going to take up the issue once again on Monday, and we'll wait for that, you know, final observation directions from the court. But Neeraja Chaudhary, really, you know, this back and forth, and as I said earlier, suffering are the people of Delhi, the students who are not getting textbooks, the projects that are not getting completed at the cost of, you know, the public here in the national capital.
I think two things here. One, that this is fast becoming a potboiler and taking that direction. And because the stakes are very high for Aam Aadmi Party as well as for the BJP in the national capital, and we will probably see directions coming from the court, given the court's, you know, observations today.
Very stinging
and
observations.
Then what happens remains to be seen. And I think in Lalu Prasad Yadav's case, of course, it was when he was convicted and given a sentence that he had to resign, and he made way, you know, appointed his wife as the chief minister. Now, well, will Arvind Kejriwal go the same way? Or
well, we've seen the chief minister's wife today taking out a road show there. You can see those visuals in, you know, East Delhi. And in fact, that's why all, you know, all the AAP workers, etc., all caught up with that road show. But we'll leave it there. Thank you so much all for joining us on the program. And now we'll wait till Monday and see what the court's final directions are. Thank you. In other news now, and the focus shifting to phase three of the general elections and campaigning underway today, the Prime Minister was in Maharashtra and then in Goa. And in Goa, once again, he trained his guns at the Congress, especially over the remarks made by a Congress candidate who had said that the Constitution of India had been thrust upon the people of Goa as they had got, you know, they had been got independence from the Portuguese in 1961, much later. So he had made this remark during a public meeting where he says, spoke about this demand for dual citizenship. But the Prime Minister really, you know, targeting the Congress over this, saying it's an insult to the Constitution. He also said that this is a Congress conspiracy to break India for the vote bank.
Congress sirf vote bank ke liye ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat ki bhavna ka हमारे संविधान का अपमान कर रही है. इससे जुड़ा एक बड़ा खुलासा गोवा में कांग्रेस के कैंडिडेट ने भी किया है. इस खुलासे ने कांग्रेस की सच्चाई बता दी है, उसका हिडन एजेंडा बाहर लाए हैं कि देश का संविधान उसके लिए कोई मायने नहीं रखता. साथियों, ये वोट बैंक के लिए कांग्रेस की सोची समझी साजिश है.
Earlier today in Goa, and finally, the Congress Central Election Committee is meeting just now to discuss candidates for the highly anticipated seats in Uttar Pradesh, that's Raibareli and Amethi. Now, remember, there's been a lot of speculation that the Gandhi siblings will be fighting these seats, that Priyanka Gandhi Vadra could debut on her mother's seat, Raibareli. Sonia Gandhi this time has gone to the Rajya Sabha and no longer is in electoral politics. Rahul Gandhi, for him, will he attempt to wrest back Amethi from Smriti Irani, who defeated him in 2019. The union minister has not missed any opportunity to taunt the Congress leader and the Congress party. Latest is that she said that Rahul Gandhi has shifted his home seat to Wayanad. Wayanad elections were completed yesterday. So today is this meeting. Let's go across to Ghazali, who's outside where the meeting is taking place. Ghazali, what are you hearing? And maybe later tonight will we have that final announcement, or maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, what we're picking up is that perhaps the discussions will go on today, but the conclusion or what the final decision of the CEC will be known by tomorrow morning itself. The local leadership of the Congress in the state unit in UP has sort of suggested that the party is leadership or the Gandhi family should not abandon both the seats, which have been long bastion for the family for decades. And Rahul Gandhi contesting elections from Wayanad had also given a lot of boost to the Congress performance in Kerala back in 2019. 2019. And perhaps the reason why this delay has been happening over the announcement or the decision whether he should contest or will contest from Amethi as well or not was in a very planned way, it was delayed till the voting in Wayanad constituency is over so that it should not impact the electoral performance there. So right now the meeting is going on. What we are picking up is that first, the discussions will be held for the 8 seats of Punjab for which the candidates have not been announced yet. So first discussions will be held about the 8 seats of Punjab and then about Amethi and Rae Bareli or whether Gandhi, Mr. Rahul Gandhi should be contesting, should not be contesting, somebody else from the family should be contesting from these seats or not. All these deliberations will happen, but the final result or the final decision will be only known by tomorrow.
Right, and Ghazali, you know, this long delay, as it seems, of course, as you're explaining, a logical reason for why they waited till after the Wayanad elections, but it has given room for a lot of jibes at the Congress party. You've also had this strange situation in which the son-in-law, Robert Vadra, there also, you know, giving interviews and talking about how he's willing to enter politics and contest. So it's really made things a little, sticky for the Congress in a sense, just created a lot of jokes and jibes about, around this entire issue.
Yeah, the party would be hoping that this kind of suspense should play in their favor rather than playing their spoiled sport, because Robert Vadra's comments and he giving this soundbite to the media that I'm also interested or people are asking me to contest from Amethi has given a lot of speculations about who should be contesting or will be contesting from the seat. Some of the party insiders have also sort of shared theories like that the contest will be with Smriti Irani, who is trying it to make the contest very personal, and perhaps the delay in announcing the candidature is that the seat goes to poll on 20th May. The last day of nomination is 3rd of May. So obviously before 3rd of May, the decision will be taken, but they don't want to give it a lot of time for this contest to become Smriti Irani versus Rahul Gandhi, because contesting and sort of responding to her jibes or to her political comments can make this entire contest like what we saw in Monday when comments were made against Kangana Ranaut, and it was made like a anti-female comments or anti-women comment. So perhaps the party is also thinking
right.
That delay in announcing the candidature will also reduce the time of the during the campaign for Mr. Rahul Gandhi. But the final decisions will certainly
all right.
Be taken.
Well, thanks so much, Ghazali. We're completely out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully that suspense will end soon. And with that, it's a wrap from me. Thanks for watching. Good night.